St. Joseph, Natchez,
99.3. Oh,
he's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. In fact, thank you, our Father. Hallelujah. For, Lord, you have anointed our ears to hear, not just from a man, but the word behind the man, the word that's ministered to us by your Holy Spirit, my Father. So right now, Father, as you always say, come into your presence, we take you up that invitation. You say it in your word in Hebrews chapter 4, that we could come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So, Father, once again, we take you up on that invitation, and here we are. We come through the gates of thanksgiving, hallelujah, through the course of praise, glory, hallelujah, through the sanctuary, through the broadcast, through the Bible studies, through the church service, all the way into your very presence, all the way behind the veil, where your very presence is, my Father. As you have summoned us, Lord, to come there, to come to you, hallelujah. And not just come to you, but come get everything that we need that pertains to the life that you intended for us to live, hallelujah. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, hallelujah. And we thank you for that, Father. But there we say thank you. So here we are, my Father, in your presence. Now we ask, Lord, that you would fill us up with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Therefore, we humble ourselves under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the one that's at work in the earth today. Hallelujah. You said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. That's in your image, Father. That's in the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. That's in the image of the Holy Spirit, my Father. You completed the work. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came, and he completed the work, Father. Now the one that's in earth today is the Holy Spirit to fulfill the fulfilled promise that you promised us, Father, that you would redeem our life from destruction, crown us with glory and honor, and restore back to us everything that we lost in Adam, our sovereignty, our dominion, our royal power, our righteousness, our peace, and our joy in the Holy Ghost, kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven. So, Holy Spirit, you can have your way today in this broadcast. Hallelujah. As we humble ourselves, I ask that you speak through these lips of clay to minister to all our needs, that we may draw close and have a closer relationship with our Father in heaven, going from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the living God. So it is you that is working here today, Holy Spirit. Therefore, once again, we humble ourselves under your ministry and what you're doing, what Jesus Christ sent you to do, to bring us into the reality of everything that the Father spoke concerning us. Hallelujah. So have your way, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, and so shall it be. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hello. But every time I say that, I don't know, something just, I get a feeling that come up on me. Every time I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, well, I'm talking about that register on the inside of me more and more and more, as I say it. Because in reality, that's who we really are, the children of the Most High God, not servants, not slaves, not just members of churches and denominations and religion, but the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Boy, if we're sons and daughters of the Most High God, that makes us mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. How that makes us mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians that after that we believe in the gospel of our salvation that's in Jesus Christ, we were sealed with the Spirit of promise. We were sealed with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about, boy, that's the seal of guarantee to lead us into the all of the fullness of God, the express image of God. Hallelujah. What he did to lead and guide us into all truth. Jesus Christ said this, it's better for y'all that I go away. Because if I don't go away, then the Comforter can't come. Who? The third member of the Godhead. Hallelujah. He have a work to do in y'all. Hallelujah. And that work that he had to do in y'all is to finish the work that I started in y'all. What's the work that Jesus Christ started in us? He redeemed our life from destruction, crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy, wrote our names in the Lamb Book of Life, and called us sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And boy, he completed that. And the Holy Spirit is in the earth today, boy, to bring that into to reality in all our lives. Until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. Until we become just like Christ. Until we become just like Jesus. That God set for our lives. That's the standard that God set for our lives. That we would be just like his son, Jesus Christ, who is the express image of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And boy, the Holy Ghost is at work today in the earth today, because Jesus and the Father is finished. He's the one that at work today in the earth. And his assignment, boy, is lead and guide us into the reality of everything that Jesus Christ said and done, everything, everything that he came to this earth and that he said and done. You know what the main thing that he said? Hallelujah. When he began his earthly ministry upon the earth, he said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, those who are poor in spirit. But that you don't have to be poor in spirit no more. Boy, that is the Holy Spirit that's going to reveal to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything that I told you. Hallelujah. He's going to bring you into the reality of everything that I told you. Glory to God. What are you going to do? Who? The Holy Spirit? He's going to lead and guide us into all of the reality of the exceeding great and precious promises that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. And through those exceeding great and precious promises, the Bible says, we partake of the divine nature of God and escape all the corruption that's in this world. What's the corruption that's in this world? This whole world system. Everything that it consists of. Listen. Not only just the evil, but the good and the evil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What are you going to do? He's going to deliver us out of that kingdom. He's going to show us the reality that Jesus Christ has delivered us out from under the power of Satan and has translated us into the kingdom of the Most High God, the kingdom of heaven. Who's going to lead us into the reality of this where we might know that we know that we know that we know? That person is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church know very little about the ministry of the Holy Ghost, you know. As I listen to the church and as I listen to the messages, as I listen and see in all our lives how far below our rights and privileges we are living. And that's because of an absence of the reality and the revelation of the Holy Spirit that we were still with. The Bible Bible say in the book of Ephesians, that we were sealed with the spirit of promise, the guarantee. Well, that's the guarantee. And you sealed. After that, you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, boy. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's a power that's on the inside of you. That perhaps, man, we as the church have not tapped into the fullness of that power that dwells in us. But that's the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. Hallelujah. That's why I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Because once you believe and you are sealed with that spirit of promise, on the inside of our born-again spirit, glory to God. Hallelujah. And boy, let me tell you something. He's a mighty God. Who? The Holy Ghost. That same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and set him at the right Father, that's the same power and the same spirit and the same might that's on the inside of all of us. Jesus never attributed none of those miracles that he did. He never attributed in all the works that he did up on the earth and everything that he did up on the earth and accomplishing God's purpose, man, for him coming. He never attributed none of that to himself. Therefore, he said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Who? That's the Holy Ghost that worketh in and through me that doeth the work. Hallelujah. I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I hear my Father say do. And boy, when I act on that, hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of me, he bring that into reality. Glory to God. So we know the story. Jesus Christ walked in power and in might. Hallelujah. He had all power. Power over all the works of the devil. Power over sickness and disease. Power over sin. Power over poverty and lack. Power over everything. All power. Glory to God. Was given unto him. Hallelujah. And of that exceeding great and precious power that boy he was filled with, that's the same Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you and I as believers of the Most High God. Glory to God. But boy, that's the same mighty working power that's on the inside of us. That's why I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What do you mean mighty? I mean all power. Sons and God, sons and daughters of God with all power. Believers in the light, in the Lord Jesus Christ, boy, with all power. All of the fullness of the Godhead that dwelt bodily in Jesus Christ. He was full of the Holy Ghost when he came upon this earth. In the Bible, there's nowhere where the Holy Ghost is, nowhere else, man, in the earth, boy, but on the inside of Jesus Christ. In the Bible, while Jesus here, there's no mention in the Bible where the Holy Ghost was nowhere else. Why? Because all of the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what made him a mighty man in this earth. Glory to God, Jesus. Why? Because he was full of the Holy Spirit and acting on the word of God. And boy, God wants us to know that that same mighty working power that was in Jesus Christ, that boy enabled him, man, to cast out devils, heal the sick, open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears, cleanse the leprosy, man, forgive sins in the earth. That same mighty working power that's in here is the same mighty power that's on the inside of us. So what purpose, Arthur? So that we might finish the work that Jesus Christ started up on the earth. What's the work that Jesus Christ started up on the earth? Redeemed our life from the destruction that Adam sold us into because of his disobedience in Genesis chapter us from that destruction. And restore back to us everything that destruction, that sin that Adam committed, that caused to come upon all mankind after that, hallelujah. He come, boy, to redeem our life from that destruction. That's what Jesus did. He redeemed our life from that destruction. Listen, salvation, man, has been provided for every man, every woman, and every boy and every girl. What? Salvation, the salvation of God. That's a gift from God. For by grace are we saved, through faith. And that's not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. Nothing you can do to earn it. That's the love of God. The Bible says also in Ephesians, say, boy, let me tell you something. Glory to God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, has he made us alive together with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In fact, let me read that to you. That's in Ephesians. Let me just show you something right quick. Glory be to God. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for your word, my Father, for it's a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. Listen, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, H-A-T-H, blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Where are they at? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Verse 4. Just as he chose us in him, in Jesus, in him, before the foundation of the world, listen to this, that we should be holy and without blame, covered in his love. Boy, holy and without blame. When he chose that? Before the foundation of the world. What he chose about us? That we should be holy. The Bible says, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy. What do you mean? Be of pure integrity. Be just like God. Same character, same nature, same functioning, ability of God. He said, what? I cease not to make mention of you in my prayer that you, glory to God. Glory to God. That you might be filled with the spirit of promise. Glory to God. What thing, what spirit of promise? The same spirit that he used when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That spirit, boy, comes and brings us a revelation that we are holy and without blame. Do you know because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, you have been made holy and without blame, covered in his love. The Bible say, boy, the love of God, man, covers the multitudes of sin. That's all our sin. That's the love that God has for us. Hallelujah. That passes all understanding. Glory to God. I'm talking about an unspeakable love, an unspeakable gift, the unspeakable character and nature of God. I don't like the way I say that, unspeakable. Listen, to reveal to us, he chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame, covered in his love. Can you imagine that? Covered, boy, by the love of the Most High God. All that mighty working power and everything that he done for us, redeemed our life from destruction, forgive us of all our sins, and give us the ministry of reconciliation, to go and let the whole world know that God was in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What? That God was in Christ Jesus, fulfilling, boy, his promise being to us. What? That in the fullness of time, he will come to this earth, just like he promised the devil in Genesis chapter 3, that a woman was going, that through a woman, he was going to come into this earth and redeem our lives from that destruction that Adam sold us into. Listen, boy, that's a finished word. That's a finished promise. Let me read something else to you. In Galatians chapter 4. Watch this. If you be Christ, or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Listen, boy, if you're the seed of Abraham or the children of Abraham, boy, God made a promise to Abraham. What was that? Boy, that he was going to take into a land flowing with milk and honey. It's called a promised land. In the Old Testament, it just types and shadows of things that which was to come. That promised land that he was talking about, boy, that he was taking Adam to, is the promised land that he was taking you and I to. What's the promised land that he was taking you and I to, boy? Back into the presence of the Most High God. Back into an atmosphere and an environment, man, that's conducive to the same atmosphere and environment that's in heaven. Glory to God. What has he done? Redeemed our life from destruction and restored back to us, boy, everything that we lost in Adam. Hallelujah. It says this, now I say that an heir, chapter 4, verse 1, Galatians, that an heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ from a servant, but is all from a slave through him is the master. Okay. I say then that if you are heirs of God, Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but he is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, we were in bondage under the beggarly elements of this world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman and born under the law, watch this, to redeem those who were under the law, that's all of us, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, then God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, we are no longer slaves or servants, but sons of the Most High God. And if sons, then heirs of God through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What boy? What's that, my boy? Heirs of God through Christ Jesus. Filled with the Godhead. Hallelujah. Dwelling bodily in us. Hallelujah. Sealed with the promise of the Most High God. I got a little distracted there for a minute. He said, but we are under governor and guardians until the time appointed was. That boy, God, in the fullness of time, that's the time that we live in now. He sent forth for his son. Who? That's Jesus Christ. And what he called him? Emmanuel. What that mean? God in man. In fact, boy, that was God living among us. In the person of his son, Jesus Christ, the Most High God, living in us, glory to God, living in this earth, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, then boy, I'm talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost took up residence on the inside of our spirits, hallelujah, so that, boy, we might, through his grace and through his mercy, grow in the knowledge of his will with all wisdom and spiritual understanding until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, until we look just like Christ, until we walk like Christ, talk like Christ, live like Christ, hallelujah, operate in the power that Jesus Christ walked in. Hey, imagine this. You operating in the earth the same way Jesus Christ operated in the earth. That's the power that's on the inside of us. That's the mighty working power that's on the inside of us. That same power that enabled Jesus Christ to do everything that he did, boy, that's the same power that's on the inside of you and I. That's the Holy Spirit. How much power you think it took to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, from the bondage of Satan and slavery and sin and death, and raise him up out of there and seated him at the right hand of the Most High God? All aboard every principality, every power, every wicked spirit in high places, all aboard all the works of the devil, with authority over all the authorities of our enemy. Look at that. That's the devil and his cohorts and everything they try to do in the earth. Or have we been delivered from the powers of darkness? Hallelujah. Been delivered from the slavery of Satan himself. Glory to God. Just like boy Moses delivered God's children out of from the slavery of Pharaoh's in Egypt and all Pharaoh's army, that was a type of shadow to show us the same thing that Jesus Christ was going to do. What? That just like Moses delivered boy the children of Israel from Egypt, and that's the world. And from Pharaoh's, that's the devil. And from all the Pharaoh's army that came after them, that's all the devil's host. That's all the one-third of those angels that the devil persuaded man to join a line with him that got all of them got kicked out of heaven and landed here in Israel, atmosphere on the earth, boy, and set up this arrangement on the earth that it is here today. Listen, boy, God has given us power over all the powers of our enemy, all the works of the devil. It don't matter what it is. Sickness and disease is a work of the devil. Poverty and life is a work of the devil. And boy, I'm talking about our Father in heaven has delivered us from the bondage of Satan himself and from all his demon co-hosts. Made a show of them, the Bible says, openly. Made a show of the devil in front of all his angels, boy. What he did, he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Boy, and he rose from the grave, man. And he rose with all power. And he stood on the Bible, the universe. He'll say, all power is given unto me now. Power in heaven, power on earth, and even power over death. That's being then we say even power under the earth. That's death. Hallelujah. So that death no longer have no sting. Death no longer have no victory. Oh, death, where is that sting? Oh, great, where is that power? I'm talking about no more, no power over us. Why? Because even when we die physically, yet shall we live. Glory to God. Because the Bible says, boy, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same, and set him at the right hand of the Father. It's the same spirit that lives on the inside of us that when we leave these physical bodies, he set us at the right hand of the Father too. He ushers into the very presence of the Most High God. Where in that place we are seated at the right hand of the Most High God in Christ Jesus. What that means, seated in Christ Jesus? That means, boy, God first and then his children. All of us operating under the authority and the anointing of the Most High God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Living on the inside of every last one of us. And boy, we need to know that. We need to know the power that's living on the inside of us. We need to know the might that we have. We need to know, boy, the mighty men and mighty women of God that we are. You need to know that. And you need to know, you need to get to the place, let's say not you, I say we. We need to come to the place that we just don't know that in our little five-sense reasoning. But it go beyond that and get down into our heart, whether into our soul, into our mind, into our will, into our emotions, who we really are. Why? So that we can carry out that upon the earth. Glory to God. Because that would bring glory to God. When he see his children, man, walking in the reality of what it means to be children of the Most High God. The devil has tried to hinder us from that by keeping us from the knowledge of who the Holy Spirit is. And what he was sent to do, the purpose of the Holy Spirit, glory to God, the power of the Holy Spirit, glory to God. Not only the person and the power of the Holy Spirit, but the purpose of the Holy Spirit, glory to God. What is purpose, Lord, boy? To come and lead and guide us into the reality of what it means to be the sons of the Most High God. That's why Jesus said, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to do what I do. He has anointed me to say what I say. He has anointed me, man, to lay my life down and to take it back up again. Who? The Holy Spirit. Boy, that's who on the inside of you and I. That's who lives on the inside of you and I. That means that the work that Jesus Christ did, we can do also. As the Father sent him, boy, so he also sent us. But the Father said to him, boy, full of the Spirit of the Most High God and the ability to act on the Word of God. Well, that's all the Holy Spirit needs. That's all God wants to do in us. He wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit to the place where, boy, I'm talking about, we only say what our Father say, and we only do what we see our Father do. Hallelujah. But that is, Arthur, that's the power that's working on the inside of every last one of us. They say God is blessed with all spiritual blessings, but it's according to, and he can do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we ask or think, but it is according to the power that working on the inside of us. It's according to, boy, the place that we give to the Holy Spirit to operate, boy, in and through us. When we allow that spirit of truth that we have been sealed with that's on the inside of us to come up in on us. See, we all have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. Boy, that's the same thing. Listen, when we were born again, man, you were filled with the Spirit of God. But Jesus told his disciples something. He said, after you get filled with the Spirit of God, hallelujah, tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. See, it's one thing to be filled with the Holy Spirit or have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, but it's another thing, boy, to live and operate in the power of that Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us. That's why, boy, we need teaching in the earth today to know who the Holy Spirit is. Listen, boy, the only thing, pretty much the only thing the Christian will know about the Holy Spirit is he's the third member of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But though they don't know, man, the power of the Holy Ghost and his work in the earth today. Listen, I tell you, the Father God is finished with his work. He's finished even before he started. Then he sent his son, Jesus Christ, boy, to fix up the mess that Adam had sold us all into, and to restore back to us, boy, what God is doing in and through us. Hallelujah. And Jesus finished. And, boy, Jesus says again, it is better for you that I go away. Why? Because when I go away, I'm going to send you back the same spirit that empowered me, that enabled me. Hallelujah. That gave me, boy, all the ability to do all the things that I did up on the earth. I'm going to send you back that same spirit to accomplish in you the same thing that he accomplished in me. That's what Jesus said. Everything that the Holy Spirit accomplished in me, he's going to live in you so that you can continue to do the work that I did. Hallelujah. What the work that he did, boy, he redeemed our life from that destruction that Adam sold us into. He redeemed our life from a world of sin and shame and translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear Son. So that instead of living according to the course of this world, we can begin to live according to the perfect will of God for our lives. How is God accomplishing all of that, boy? He's using his word. And, boy, when he speaks his word, then the Spirit of the Most High God take that word, boy, and bring it into reality in all of our lives. Who is there? That's the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And, boy, I'm talking about, man, we need to know that. We need to know the power that works on the inside of us. What power there? He said this, boy, he can do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we could even act or imagine, according to the power that works on the inside of us. According to, boy, our being able to, boy, to humble ourselves and to yield to the ministry of the Holy Spirit and let him do the work in us. Let him do the work that the Father ordained us to do before the foundation of the world. Let him lead and guide us into the reality of what it means to be children of the Most High God. So we don't just live like mere men and mere women, but we live like who we really are. For mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, with the same mighty working power that was on the inside of Jesus Christ dwelling on the inside of us. Can you imagine that? That same spirit that was in Jesus, that same ability that enabled him to do what he did, that same power and might that caused him, boy, to save the lost, to heal the sick, to deliver those who were in bondage, man, and to set in liberty, boy, all of the captives, to heal the brokenhearted, man, and to proclaim to every man and every woman and every girl and every boy that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the time to be saved. This is the time to be healed. This is the time to be delivered. This is the time to be set free. Why? Because, boy, in this time that we live in, the foot of time where you send his son, Jesus Christ, born of a woman, boy, under the law, to redeem our life from the curse of the law, to redeem us, hallelujah, to purchase us back, hallelujah. That was the blood of Calvary was. That was a purchase price, hallelujah. But how God purchased us back, boy. The slavery that we were sold into, God came and paid a price, boy. And that price that he paid, boy, purchased us, man, from the slavery and the bondage of Satan and all his demon cohorts, the wicked spirits in high places. Redeemed us from all that so that we could live, boy, the way God intended for us to live. How did God intend for us to live? Ruling and reigning in life. Being fruitful and being successful, being productive, succeeding, being and multiplying and producing a whole lot of sons and daughters in the earth that can do the same thing, what? Rule in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And boy, that's where we're coming to. I believe with all my heart that we are in these last days, in this quarter of time, just like God said, boy, he's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. He poured out his spirit upon everybody, children, boys, girls, men, women. He poured out his Holy Spirit is available to every last one of us. That same might, everybody that's on the face of the earth, every human being, boy, is a candidate, boy, for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. All you got to do is, boy, receive, boy. After you hear the knowledge of your salvation, then, boy, I'm talking about receive that gift that was promised, boy, by the Father. Everything that Jesus Christ did upon the earth was a means to that end. His ultimate purpose of coming to the earth is to restore you and I back to the connection between God and man and the connection between heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Who is the connection? What's the connection? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the connection between you and God and between you and him. That's the connection. And we lost that connection. And boy, when we lost that connection, then we got separated from God and separated from the power of God and the ability of God and the assignment of God and the might of God. That boy, we were sealed with, that God breathed into our nostrils, boy, when he created man Adam. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. Listen, Adam is the name that God gave to the whole human race. It's just not the name that Adam gave, that God gave to that one man, Adam. Adam represents all mankind. God made one body from the ground and never went back to the ground again. Everybody that have lived and died upon the face of the earth came from that one body. So when God was talking to Adam, he was talking to everybody. Because everybody was in Adam. Everything that God said to mankind, to Adam in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, he was saying to us. The same thing that he was saying to Adam is the same thing that he was saying to us. Hallelujah. The same responsibility that he gave Adam, the same assignment that he gave Adam, the same power and might that he gave Adam, it's the same main thing that he gave you and I. The same ability that he gave you and I. He even gave Adam the ability to choose what? Life or death, blessing or curse, healing or health, poverty or wealth. You see, I said before you this day, and you choose. I give you free will. I give you liberty. Hallelujah. Adam chose, boy, separation from God. Adam, man, chose death. Adam chose sickness and disease. Adam chose poverty and life. Hallelujah. And, boy, as a result of it, that's why all those things are on the earth today. But thanks be unto God, who loved us so much that even when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, has he made alive again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He come, boy, and when we heard the good news, boy, of our salvation that we have in Jesus Christ, then we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. What's that, boy? That's the Holy Ghost living on the inside of every last one of us as believers. He said, now you tarry in Jerusalem. Until, boy, that spirit that's on the inside of you can come up and on you. And when it come up and on you, then you're going to be witnesses unto me. He said you're going to be, he didn't just say you're going to be a witness for me. He said you're going to be a witness unto me. What he's literally saying there is this, that, boy, the works that I do, shall you do also. That's most definite. You're most definitely going to do the same works that I did. Hallelujah. What the work that he did? But the Bible say, boy, for this reason was the Son of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? To separate mankind from the Lord, his source and sustainer. To separate us, man, from the Holy Spirit, from the Most High God, from our Father in heaven. And to separate us, man, from hell, from the atmosphere and the environment that God placed Adam and Eve in that Garden of Eden, which is a spot on the earth where the literal environment and atmosphere is filled with the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What's that again, Arthur? I'm talking about an atmosphere and an environment that comes from the literal presence of the Most High God. Can you imagine what kind of environment that would be? If God come, boy, sit in your house, man, and on a chair on the table next to you in your very presence. If God, boy, come into your very presence, I ain't talking about the song we sing. I'm talking about literally the Most High God come, boy, into your very presence right where you are. Can you imagine what kind of environment and atmosphere that would be? Hallelujah. That's what Eden is, the environment and atmosphere that's created by the literal presence of the Most High God. That's why Adam was walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. No unbroken fellowship. God with him, God in him, he with God, he in God. One. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's where Adam got separated from there. And for that reason was the Son of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. How Adam got separated from there, that's with the work of the devil. He deceived them. Hallelujah. And willfully going against man, the law of God. What law? You can eat off every tree in this garden that you want to, But if you eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. So don't eat off that tree. That's a command. And I'm talking about some commandment that God gave way before Moses. Hallelujah. What commandment are you talking about? I'm talking about, boy, the laws of God. What's the law of God, boy? The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus that has redeemed us from the law of sin and death. What's another law? The law of sin and death. But there, the soul that sinned shall surely die. And the Bible says the penalty for sin is death. In Romans chapter 6, it says, boy, the penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Glory to God. Even though we were dead in trespasses and sin, because of the love that we've been covered with and because of the love that God had for us, he came himself and redeemed our life from the destruction that we was in. Because he knew it was nothing we could do to save ourselves. We were sold into slavery without hope. But boy, the love of God, hallelujah, that he loved us with, that he covered us with, boy, hallelujah. He come and displayed that love, boy. In the fullness of time, that love was manifested, boy, in the Son Jesus Christ and restored back to us, like Ephesians said in chapter 1. Boy, covered in his love. I'm talking about covered in the love of God. I don't care, man, what you've done, boy. I'm talking about, I don't care what you're doing. Boy, ain't nothing can separate you from the love of the Most High God that he has for you. That love covers a multitude of sins. That word multitude there means all your sins. But God don't even remember. He put them in a sea of forgiveness. Hallelujah. And gave us the ministry, boy, to go into all the world and let the world know that God is not imputing our trespasses against us because of the love that he has for us and that he has redeemed our lives from the destruction that Adam sold us into. And then, boy, filled us once again with his Holy Spirit so that we can get back on course toward the destiny, the original destiny that God set for our lives. Hallelujah. That it be in our lives just like it is in heaven. Can you imagine that? Listen, we've been praying in all our lives, and perhaps they have not understood what we've been praying. And that, the Bible says here, boy, the first petition, the first petition that we make known unto God, not, Lord, help me, man. I need help with my bills. I need help from this. I need help from that. Lord, bless me with this. Lord, help me to get a job. Lord, I need finances. Lord, I need healing. Listen, I'm talking about, boy, you can go to God for that because that's the daily bread. But that's something that's before that. God didn't say, give us this day our daily bread. Yeah, you don't know what we have need of. Hallelujah. But he said something else, man. He said, listen, your first request, your first petition that we should make known to God. The first main thing that we would ask, should ask God for is, Lord, let your kingdom come in my life. And let your will be done in our lives. Where in our lives? Hallelujah. Where in our lives here on earth? How just like it is in heaven. Listen, you've been praying it all your life for the kingdom of God to come in your life. And for the will of God to be done in your life. That's the Lord's prayer that you pray. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. How? In earth. Where? In earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. I'm talking about the first petition. That's what we should go after first. Hallelujah. Jesus said it this way, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way of putting you in right standing with him. And all these things, all your daily bread that you need, that you ask him for, that you ask him for, all those things will be added unto us. If we do, man, follow the procedure. Well, boy, let the kingdom come first. You've been praying that all your life, boy. Lord, let your kingdom come on earth. And let your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. But listen at the good news, man. Hey, listen, boy, God has answered that prayer. The kingdom of God has come. And the will of God, man, is being done in the earth just like it is in heaven. So you got to be careful. We pray and ask God, man, for the kingdom to come. And then, boy, when he said the kingdom came 2,000 years ago in the person of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And now that the kingdom will come, more that way we've been asking God for, then we turn and reject it. It's just a prayer, man. It's just something that we can but don't really understand, boy, what we're saying. Let your kingdom come. Then listen, God, I mean, that, listen, he did that. He answered that prayer. His kingdom has came 2,000 years ago, and he set it up on the earth 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And then he went back up to heaven. So that prayer is answered. So what that? His kingdom has come. Hallelujah. So what now? Now, Lord, let your will be done. Where in our lives? How? Just like it is in heaven. Let it be on earth just like it is in heaven. Let it be in our lives, in us, just like it is in heaven. Let it be in our hearts, in our minds, in our attitudes, in our walk, in our talk, just like it is in heaven. Let us, man, take up this divine power that you have placed on the inside of us, and, boy, let us live and walk and talk and have our being, watch this, in the reality of that. The kingdom will come, boy, we do it just like, boy, what the religious people did in the day that they came. They rejected Jesus Christ. Why? Because he come preaching one message, what? The kingdom of heaven has arrived. Here, Lord, 2,000 years ago. And we've been praying for it, man, and then, boy, when God say, okay, he is here, then we do it like the Pharisees and Sadducees do. Man, we turn our back on it. And we just, man, you know, my God, have mercy, Lord. We take it for granted. We just walk all past it, boy, and let it go in one ear and come out the other. When all of the kingdom of God, boy, has come. Listen, let me just say something about this here we go. Yeah, we need to understand that. And perhaps a lot of ministers do not understand that. Listen, there's a future kingdom, too. There's a physical kingdom that's going to come upon the earth. The Bible called it, boy, the dispensation of the millennium. Hallelujah. That's the seventh dispensation. That's the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ when he comes back to the earth. And he's going to set up, boy, a kingdom on the earth, a physical kingdom. You know what the Pharisees and Sadducees was looking for? They were looking for Jesus Christ to come set up a kingdom on the earth, a physical kingdom. It's going to come like it was with David. You know, when David, man, was king over Israel, and, man, I'm talking about, boy, brought Israel to a place where it was peace, man, in Jerusalem. Every battle that David fought during his reign and life, he won until there was no more battles to fight. And there was peace in the land, boy. And he built a city, Jerusalem. You know what Jerusalem is? Jerusalem, that city. Shalom, that's peace. The city of peace, hallelujah. The city of fulfillment, man, of his purpose, man, where he routed all his enemies, man. And there was no more enemies to rout. So there you go. And then, boy, God said he's going to set up on the throne of David. And let me tell you something. In the dispensation of the millennia, boy, he's going to do that. Jesus Christ comes to his earth, and he's going to set up a physical kingdom upon his earth. And, boy, in that day and time, you don't have to operate in faith. Why? Because you're going to be able to see him then. And he's going to reign for 1,000 years. That's in the book of Revelation. That's why you don't know too much about all those things like that in the time, in the season and the times, in the different periods in the human history of mankind, that God deals with man in particular ways, man, you know. And the dispensation that you and I live in is the dispensation of the grace of God, where Jesus Christ can come and set up the kingdom. Watch this here. Not so much as on the earth, but on the inside of the earth, on the in the earth. If you read the text, they say, boy, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth. Then earth in these physical bodies. God formed mankind's body from the dust of the ground. And what's on the inside of his bodies? The spirit of man and the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. You're taking up residence on the inside of these physical bodies. The Bible says, don't you know that your temple, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? It dwells in your spirit that lives in a physical body? Glory to God. Glory to God. That's the kingdom of God, boy, in the earth. God come to set up the kingdom. In our time, God set up the kingdom of God in the earth. But that's in our hearts. That's in our mind. That's in our will. That's in our emotion. That's in our attitude. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus said, it don't come with observation. It ain't over there. It ain't over here. It ain't a physical kingdom, boy. It's a spiritual kingdom, glory to God, that lives on the inside of us. It got to get in us, in our heart, in our mind, on the inside of us. Before it can be manifested on the earth, it got to be manifested in the earth, in our heart, in our mind. We got to become fully man assured, boy, that this kingdom of heaven, boy, is on the inside of us. And when it gets on the inside of us in the abundance and it gets the overflowing out of us, then it's going to manifest itself on the earth. Right now, it's in the earth. The kingdom of God is in you. Hallelujah. That's where it's at. It's in your heart. It's in your spirit. It's in your very life. It's on the inside of you. And the more we come to the realization, more of what's on the inside of us, and allow that which is on the inside of us, the fullness of the Godhead, just like it dwells bodily in Jesus Christ, dwelling bodily in us. Who is the fullness of the Godhead? That's the Father, the love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Ghost. What that is, that's what's on the inside of you and I. That's the kingdom of God that's in us. Hallelujah. And this kingdom of God that's on the inside of us, we live that way by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's the evidence of things not yet seen yet, but not yet manifested on the earth yet, but it's manifested in the earth, in us. And as we continue to get that down, that God has for us down on the inside of our spirit, then, boy, I'm talking about, boy, that spirit that's on the inside of us is going to come upon us. And the same thing is happening, boy, on the day of Pentecost, boy, when they was all in the upper room, and the sound of a mighty rushing wind came, and they were all filled with the power of the Holy Ghost then. Now they're able to go out, man, and complete what God could call them to do. Hallelujah. Listen, God gave them, Jesus breathed on them the Holy Spirit and said, here, receive the Holy Spirit. And then after he placed the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, after that we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of our salvation, that we were sealed with that Holy Spirit, say, listen, they say, now tarry, or you wait until you receive to that spirit that's on the inside of you. Boy, I'm talking about come up and on you. Then you're going to be a witness unto me. What you mean a witness unto me? The work that I do, you're going to do also. And as I am, you're going to be also. And the same as the Father sent me, the same thing that the Father sent me to do, is the same thing that I'm going to send you to do in the earth. Hallelujah. What do you? To destroy the works of the devil and to redeem mankind from this destruction that Adam sold us into and bring salvation to the lost. How are we going to do that, Arthur? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, boy, we preoccupied because we don't know the ministry of the Holy Ghost and what he's doing, but God is teaching us dead men and bringing us to the knowledge of that. Then all we've been doing is just really having church. And boy, I'm talking about we having some good church. But it's not enough to have church and have good church. The whole purpose of having church and having good church is, man, to motivate us and train us and teach us and to build us up on how to be the church. So after that we go in and worship, boy, and serve our God on the Sundays and Wednesday Bible studies and prayer night and everything else, is a means for one end. What? So after, man, being filled with the knowledge of God's will and the mystery of his love for us and salvation, every boy, after we leave those places of worship, after we leave those Bible studies, after we leave those prayer meetings, then we go out into our everyday circle of influence and be the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be that called out one who God has called out and separated man unto himself. What sanctification is? To separate from something to something. To sanctify. That means, boy, he separated us, man, from, boy, the ways of this world, from the slavery of Satan himself, boy, and, boy, he separated us unto himself. So that, boy, we can be filled with that power of the Holy Ghost and then go out into our everyday circle of influence and win souls to the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How? Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, say the Lord. What are you talking to us about this hour, Lord, on this prayer line, Arthur, you know, that you've been talking about? And I'm talking about, man, God, man, reintroducing us to the person of the Holy Spirit. For what purpose? So that we might know, boy, what power that's on the inside of us. For what purpose of him bringing us to the power that's on the inside of us? so that, boy, that power that's on the inside of us can be manifested on the earth. Glory to God. See, as long as it's on the inside of you, then it's developing you. It's for you. It's for you to grow up and learn and understand so that, boy, you might have that same anointing that's upon you that was upon Jesus. Remember we read earlier in Galatians, as long when you first get it, man, you're just like a little child. But you're under governor and tutor until an appointed time, until you develop in the faith, until you develop in the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of God's purpose for your life. And then once you go to that place then, boy, God can send you forth, boy, as send you forth as sons and daughters of the Most High God into this lost and dying man, world and generation, man, and win souls to the kingdom of God. Go and forgive sins. How do you do that, man? By bringing men to the knowledge of God's love and salvation for their lives. And then as they receive that, hallelujah, then, boy, they too become sons and daughters of the Most High God, just like you and I. What that is, then, that's us being the church. What's being the church? Winning souls to the kingdom of God. What's being the church? Now, we have good church. But, boy, let me tell you something, boy. There's a difference between having church and being a church. When you have the church, it gets stirred up, and your emotions get stirred up and everything else like that. But, boy, when you leave that place, you got to go out, man, and demonstrate that, man. You got to go out and manifest that. You got to go out and let your light so shine so that those who sit in darkness, man, might come to that light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're the salt of the earth. You like that little leaven, man, that's hid in a bushel of meal, boy, that affects the whole bushel of meal. You that little spirit of God, you that little child of God that he was planted in an environment in your circle of environment, there's a bushel of meal, and boy, you getting the leaven, you influence that whole bushel of meal. You win souls to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And winning souls to the kingdom of God, boy, that's forgiving men of their sins. The same thing. Jesus told that man that was paralyzed that he led through the roof. He said, man, your sins are forgiven you. Them people in the religious people say, who do you think he is? Can nobody forgive sin but God? Jesus said, I show you that it's the same thing. What's the difference between saying be healed or all your sins are forgiven? Because the only reason why you're sick and afflicted is because of sin. Not sins, but because of the original sin that Adam, man did in the garden that brought sins upon all human race. Listen, adultery, fornication, man, and all those things that we do, drinking, that's not sin. Those are the acts of sin. That's what sin produces in our lives. Sin is to rebel against the will of God, the word of God. Hallelujah. That's the original sin, S-I-N. And all the things that happen in our life that's different from men, God, we are for our life, man, listen, those are the results of the original sin. Glory to God. So Jesus told that guy, man, listen, man, all your sins are forgiven. Your sin is forgiven. That which caused you to be like this here is forgiven. So you don't have to be like that no more. So boy, the people say, man, how you can forgive sin? Jesus said, I show you it ain't no different. Rise, take up your bed and walk. And the man rose and took up his bed and walked. Hey, listen, y'all, my time is up. I love y'all with the love of the Lord. And, boy, do this radio broadcast. Let me tell you something, boy. The devil don't want you to hear this. The devil don't want you to know this. So, boy, you ought to, man, tell your friends and everything else, anybody to tune in with us, man, and grow in the grace of God, boy. Thereby, man, as we be filled with the knowledge of God, we of our lives and the Holy Spirit, that we more than just be having good church. But we'll go out and fulfill the purpose that God set for our lives. What's that? Winning souls to the kingdom of God. Where you and I are coming into the kingdom. And then, man, going back out, man, and winning those who are lost and dead and trespassing and sin into the very presence of the Most High God, just like we have been ushered into. That's our assignment. And the only way we can carry that assignment out is by the power of the Holy Ghost. So as we continue this series of teaching, man, you're going to know who the Holy Ghost is. So stay tuned and tell a friend about this radio broadcast so that we could grow and expand. There's not no anything. There's not the church that Jack built. This is the church that the Lord Jesus Christ has built. Listen, my wife, Dale, and I, my family, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. And our desire for your life is God's best for your life. Not God's permissive will, but God's original, perfect will for your life. And as you continue to grow in the knowledge of God, so shall it be in your life. Hey, listen, if we can be, if you lack prayer or can be with us, or we can do anything, man, to assist you in you growing in the grace of God as we all go together, contact us. Our phone number is 713-870-377.